Better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, I'm back. DV had to leave, but the DV Kid, of course, can read her columns regularly on newswithviews.com, and you can also go to dvkid.com, and she has her own website, her own materials, her own books, and columns aplenty. But we still have Harold on the line, I think. Are you still there, Harold?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, good. Well, you could talk to me now, if I'll do.
Well, I would rather talk to her, but being she gone...
I know, and you'd rather date her, too. Well, that's fine. I understand why. Yes.
Now, here in Tennessee, I've seen three cars with Ron Paul's bumper stickers on them.
Three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine,
well, that's wonderful.
And another.
That ought to get him elected, huh?
I tell you, that should be. And,
Hey, you know, you mentioned that. I was driving on Interstate 95 last weekend, and I'm driving, and on the overpass above me, guess what I saw? On both sides of the fence, Ron Paul for President banners.
You got to be kidding.
No, I am not kidding you, and I didn't have anything to do with putting them up.
Or had you been drinking?
No, I'm serious. If I was drinking, I wouldn't be driving.
Oh,
I'd probably be carrying a gun and shooting, but I wouldn't be driving.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want anyone innocent to suffer. But, you know, seriously, I saw the banners on each side on the way up and on the way back. Ron Paul for president. So somebody here, even in Rhode Island, has use for Ron Paul. That's unusual. But well, there are a few thinkers here.
Yeah, they asked me around here, who's this Ron Paul?
Yes.
I said, well, you don't watch these presidential debates. No, we was watching the football game or some queer show.
Well, couldn't we put the on the uniforms, we could put Ron Paul for president on the football players and the baseball players?
We ought to, they'd probably hang us from the goalposts.
That would be something, though, if we had a way of putting them on the screens, huh?
Oh, then everybody would vote for them.
Well, then you'd see the end of the football and baseball game, that's for sure.
Yeah, but actually, everybody in the United States can vote for Ron Paul, but they forget about the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
When they, whoever the powers that be says for them, vote for, so...
Well, you see, if we had a true electoral college, which we haven't had for a long time, and it was the way the founding fathers envisioned it, what would happen is, no matter what the popular vote would be, the electors could vote for Ron Paul.
Right.
They wouldn't be abiding by the state machine.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? They wouldn't be appointed by the party.
But being if everybody votes for them, electoral college will vote for that... Wacko Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill says she had more women than he has, so...
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, she joins a long list of that type, from Eleanor Roosevelt backward and forward, that's for sure. You know, but then again, if I had a wife like Eleanor Roosevelt, boy, I would... I guess I'd be guilty of adultery,
ooh,
too.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Harold. We've got to take another break, but thanks for your wise contributions, as always.
Okay, Rick.
Thank you, sir. Carry on, Sergeant. All right. We're going to take a break right now, and then we'll have plenty of time to talk, just you and me. And some of what D.V. Kidd has written, I want to go over on her columns, and we'll talk about other things as well tonight on this Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. Please support republicbroadcasting.org. Jump aboard and sign in. Join us. Tomorrow night is Saturday, Monday I'll be off. Monday night, Columbus Day, Rick Adams will not be here live, but we will have a program. That's for sure. All right, we'll come back in 3 minutes from now. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
We're back now. 800-313-9443 is my number. The column that D.V. had written just a couple of weeks ago had to do with it's easy to bomb Iran. But, you know, the quote was the beginning of her column. The U.S. government's VA asked me to lie about the risks of incorporating depleted uranium in the human body. That was from Dr. Asaf Durakovic, former professor of radiology and nuclear medicine at Georgetown University. And then she mentions warmonger general Thomas McEnery announced during a segment on Fox News that it would be easy to bomb Iran. He said all we needed to do was conduct a 48-hour air campaign, take out Iran's nuclear sites. That's all. And so we could free the Iranian people, you know, like we did with the people of Europe in World War II, in Czechoslovakia and Hungary and Poland and all of the Eastern European bloc and Romania. We freed them into the hands of the Soviet orbit. So she says these statements are the same flavor of insanity as when our commander in grief, Whoopi Kidya, in his 10-gallon hat, and cowboy boots about Iraq. You remember that? Well, sure we do. I wonder if our soldiers who have come home broken, maimed, and scarred for life think their sacrifices are worth Bush's maniacal obsession with conducting unconstitutional invasions of foreign countries based on mountains of lies. She asked that question. She talks about the fact that we have this depleted uranium poisoning. We have mutations now. We have offspring of those who have served in Iraq, and they, too, are now reaping the benefits, quote-unquote, of this wonderful war, from Iraq to the next target. Yes, of the neocanes, indeed. Yes, she asked that question. I think we all know the answer to it. And yet, you have not heard nary a word, except maybe a quick reference on one or two programs on TV, about the effects of DU. And here it continues on and on and on again. And the Veterans Administration being told to cover it up, to lie, to pretend it does not exist. And you remember Doug Roeke, of course, from the beginning, wound up ousted because he dared to speak out about depleted uranium. How many others have been ousted? How many others have been canned from the government hospitals and private hospitals even that have seen the effects of DU on our soldiers, on their children, born in the womb with the suffering and the consequence of this horrible, horrible radioactive poisoning? Well, we're reaping what we've sown. As D.V. said, unfortunately, you can't break the laws of God and not reap the consequences. And that's why this Red China malaise is really, some heartening news. When I read about all of the blowback now, all of the bad toys, the dangers from lead, the poisoning, the food supply, the toothpaste, all of that coming home to roost, it proves indeed that there is a God up above and that he does hear and answer prayer. He does exact his toll of justice and judgment, ladies and gentlemen. So that's something I wanted to just mention in passing about DV Kitt's columns. You know, she is an excellent columnist and she doesn't mince very many words. Well, we have the situation of Ed and Elaine Brown. Last night we announced it on the program, and, the arrest that took place right there in the premises, apparently by agents who walked in, disguised as friends, and no real resisting, took them into custody. We still don't have any details on the arrest, personal, reliable details of what indeed that means and what exactly happened. And I certainly sympathize with the Browns very much. I do agree with their philosophy. I agree with what they have done. I have no doubt about that. But the problem is that not enough Americans were doing it. And when they came on initially on the programs and said that we need to have thousands of Elaine and Ed Browns around the country saying enough is enough. Not just the income tax. Many people mistakenly categorize the issue as one of evading or avoiding the income tax. It has to do with a whole plethora of constitutional issues, issues pertaining to what has happened to our nation. You see, the garbage within, the trash, the sewage, and the manifestation of that evil, that rot, in the form of the Hillary Clintons and the Giulianis and the riffraff and scum like that. They are the symptom. They are the reflection of the problem. But they are not the cause, you see. We have brought it upon ourselves, and that's something that we have to live with and we have to die with, unfortunately. My sympathy, my heart goes out to the Ed and Elaine Browns of the world who have been fighting the fight and not really getting enough Americans to care enough to do it anyway across the nation, to do what they've been doing. It takes a lot of sacrifice, a lot of devotion, people saying enough is enough. We're not going to give the government any more of our money, any more of our freedom, I don't care what it is, whether it's the income tax, whether it's the sales tax, whether it's the inheritance tax, whether it's the regulations and controls over us on the highways and the seatbelt laws and so forth. We're just not going to allow it. And most Americans are going to go along with it because, as D.V. pointed out, most Americans have had several decades now of brainwashing to the point where they look to the government for their daily sustenance, for their health care, quote unquote. And that is the surest way to bring down a nation, to destroy a nation. And when a government becomes God, and the God of our fathers is hoisted off the scene and relegated to the back of the bus, well, we have to live with that God, and government cannot deliver on its promises, unfortunately. It cannot do it. But who cares about it? Who cares? After all, let's take advantage of it while it's here, right? Let's milk the system. Let's take what we can and get what we can. As long as we're here to do it, who cares about anything else? That's the issue. Go begging and whoring to the government for everything. And we're all guilty of it to some extent. And I know a lot of people, patriots, conservatives, who say, and unabashedly so, hey, somebody else is going to get in on it. I might as well get in on it myself. And I understand that. I understand the frustration, the incense, the angst, the horror of having to put up with a nation of dimwits and deadbeats and deadheads that really don't have a clue as to what's going on around them. I understand that fully. But can we justify ourselves compromising to the point of selling our own souls on the altar of socialism? Can we do that? The people's pottage, as I alluded to earlier, if you want to corrupt a people, you make them dependent on the government. And when the Federal Reserve System and the government worked to create a depression in the 1930s, it knew exactly what would be the end result. People begging for food, people out of work, people not having money to buy and sell. That was the beginning of this beast system then. Socialism created for us so that we would become wards of the state. And you find me the people today who won't give in to that system. You find me enough Americans who are willing to say, uh-uh, we don't want to be part of Social Security. We don't want Social Security. We don't want anything the government has to offer. We just want the government out of our lives. And you'll be in a tiny minority, unfortunately. That's the fact, my friends. That is the God's honest truth. Whether we care to believe it or not, that is the way it is. We have met the enemy, and he is us, right? You bet. The enemy is right in that mirror. Just take a look. Take a look in the mirror, and you'll see the enemy. You'll see his face. It's yours. It's mine. Right there before your very eyes. No one else to blame. You can't blame Hillary for that. You can't blame any of the others for that. They're just the manifestation of the problem that we have bought into, that we have allowed to fester like a sore, a wound that won't heal. Let me tell you, that's the painful result of idolatry, of idol worship. Substituting the gods of this world for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now we know why we're experiencing all that we're experiencing, ladies and gentlemen. That is why. Make no mistake about it. And when we come back, I want to get into issues that need to be talked about. It's going to be a long weekend, holiday weekend upon us. And I won't be here live Monday night, so I think there's some things that need to be talked about. And we'll do it when we come back from the break. Our number is 800-313-9443. And looking forward to talking to you on this Friday night program of Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Okay, I'm back, Rick Adams, and our number is 800-313-9443. And Mike in Rhode Island is on the program. Mike, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
All right. How are you doing? You're a friend of Ed and Elaine Brown, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing too good.
Well, now, what do you have to report about the situation, New Hampshire?
Well, I think we as the Patriot community let them down in the end.
Yeah.
We let them down. They stood for what's right. We never got enough support of the people that we really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it just died down, and then the feds just went in. I think they had infiltration from the get-go.
Yep, yep.
And they got all the information and everything, and when the time was right, they just sprung their trap, and Elaine fell right into it.
Well, I think they also lent themselves to being too open about it, too.
Yeah.
I don't think they really had any, real systematic control over who entered in or any checking on people as well. So it became apparent that that would be an open sieve there, don't you think?
Yeah, and I saw the press conference of the smug Marshal Manya. And if he's listening tonight, we're still paying attention to what's going on. Don't you forget that. We know, you know, what's going on. That's my message to him in his little smug press conference.
Yes.
Saying they had a fair trial, a jury of their peers convicted him. Give me
Right. Like James Traficant. Yeah.
James Traficant.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable what's going on. I mean, we're in real trouble in this country.
The pain level isn't high enough yet, and that's one of the reasons why people are ignoring these things and learning to live with tyranny, unfortunately. That's the reality, Mike.
Yeah,
people are willing to live with it.
Yeah, it's like I got an argument today at the dealership talking. I'm at a big sale this weekend, and one of the guys they bring in to, you know, try to sell cars for us, he said, well, if you don't, he started saying, well, if you don't like it, you can. I said, before he said it, I stopped him in the sentence and said, listen, pal, this is the last place we got. It's our last shot. You know, where am I going to go? Am I going to find an island somewhere?
Mm.
I'm going to stand up and fight.
I think the fight is coming, though, and I do believe it's not going to be much longer before the situation does, you know, descend into the jungle. I do believe that. No question about it.
I see it right, you know, in the car business. It's definitely slowed down. People are trying to keep their homes. Never mind.
Well, every day I'm talking to people on a personal one-to-one level in the coffee shops, and I'm really stirring up quite a revolt. And I'll tell you, people are listening. People are hurting. People are angry. But it hasn't gotten to the point yet where they're willing to take up arms. I believe that will come, though. I do believe it.
Not going to have a choice.
Well, you're right. When you're forced up against the wall, you corner a rat, you know he's going to fight back.
Right.
And we're not rats, but I'm using the example to try to make...
Oh, I know where you're coming from.
When you force somebody into a corner, they're going to have to fight for survival.
That's
now, of course, the government is well prepared for that, and they hope that they can, you know, they can do whatever they feel, quote, unquote, is necessary to restore order.
Yeah,
you know?
We know with the FEMA camps and stuff, but there's some good patriots in the military still that will not turn on us.
Oh, they're there, boy, and I think we got a little taste of it just recently with the nuclear-tipped missiles that came out of an old Air Force base.
And one more thing. Rhode Island has got a very active Ron Paul Revolution community going on.
Yep.
I am part of it, and I'm getting
the
word out.
Now, were you the one that put that banner up on Highway 95?
No, that wasn't me either.
Yeah, well,
no,
somebody
that wasn't
did it.
Me.
I thought that was great.
That's a heck of an idea. Google Ron Paul. You see that
right.
one?
Right. Absolutely.
That's great. I mean, more and more people. I talked to a guy today about Ron Paul. Who's Ron Paul? I said, well, hey, look him up. You got to check him out.
Yeah.
He's our last shot, you know?
Well, when they say that, you got to say, who's Hillary Clinton?
Right. Yeah. They say
I've never heard of Hillary.
What are you voting for that evil person for? You know?
Well, we're given a choice between two evils anyway.
That's it, yeah. We got Ron Paul's our only real candidate.
Yeah, exactly. No, the lesser of the evils won't do anymore, huh?
Nope, and, you know, as long as the Red Sox are winning, the Patriots win, nobody cares, right?
There you go, Mike. There you go, brother.
That's
well, I'm glad you're still doing what you're doing, and all I know is that the day of reckoning is going to be coming for a lot of people in power.
Oh,
their
yeah.
day of reckoning is coming.
Absolutely, Rick. You have a great night.
Well, bless you. Thank you very much,
God
Mike,
bless
for
you.
Calling.
All right. Bye.
Well, there's a guy that's a patriot, and he's traveled back and forth to New Hampshire, and he's seen the Browns, and you know, he's certainly, you know, walking, you know, with them all the way that he could. But like he says, you know, this thing is big. This government is so out of control, and they have so many guns, and so many Americans are simply are going along, paying government taxes, paying into the system, knuckling under every day, giving in a little more each and every hour. And unfortunately, that's the way history records the success of tyranny. But there have been revolts, too. There have been many revolts. And it's just the beginning, my friends. This is not going to end here. And I do see, as I said, a day of reckoning coming. And no matter what I say or you say or anyone else says, certain things are going to happen. And they're not going to happen the way the globalists want them to. That's for sure. All right. I'll be right back with more calls just ahead. right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN with your prayers and donations. Please keep us in mind so we can be here for you. I'm Rick Adams. Be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we're back right now. Another ACLU lawsuit against the Ten Commandments meets with defeat. This is one for the books, ladies and gentlemen, from the AFA Liberty Report. The founder of Liberty Counsel says the dismissal of an ACLU lawsuit against a Ten Commandments display in one Kentucky county is not a good sign for anti-American organizations. The American Communist Liberties Union filed suit in 1999 against Harlan County schools over a display that included the Ten Commandments, the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, the Star Spangled Banner, and other historical documents and symbols. Eventually, the lawsuit was partially consolidated with 2 other cases involving the same display in 2 courthouses. Now, a federal district court has dismissed the Harlan County case Founder Matt Staver says the dismissal is the latest defeat for the ACLU. Since 2005, he said, the ACLU has lost one Ten Commandments case after another. And I think it's only logical and consistent that as part of our American history, we are able to display the Ten Commandments as a universal symbol of law in a court of law or other public places around America. And while he is sure the ACLU doesn't like it, he vows that his group will continue to fight to preserve that great religious heritage. Well, that's just one little example. That's from the American Family News Network, actually, and that is one of their press releases from their legal briefs. I thought I would share that with you as well. Well, I have to continue to tell you about the treason within the fact that we are dealing with the lost treaty. That's the Law of the Sea Treaty. And that can come up at any moment in the Congress of the United States. That's why we keep telling you to call your senators and to demand that your senators vote no on lost or get lost. Huh? How's that? Vote no or get lost, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we don't want the lost agreement, the lost treaty, to pass. Absolutely not. The toll-free number to call is 877-851-6431. All right? That's 877-851-6437. And the number that you can call direct, you'll have to pay for the call unless you have a plan, a phone plan that allows you unlimited dialing in the United States. You can call them 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the lost treaty, the North American Union, the SPP, all of these things go hand in glove, and they're all part of a scheme, of a conspiracy, if you will, to bring down America. I was just telling a couple of guys that I see, well, one I see all the time, the other I've never seen before, in the coffee shop today, and I got talking, and, well, you know, when I get talking, it's pretty hard to stop me. Well, I mentioned all of this. I mentioned 9/11 and the buildings and the so-called collapses of the towers and everything else and put it all together so they could grasp what I was saying, and sure enough, they did. And they agreed. Yeah, America is in trouble. That's what the man said. And I said, you're not kidding, but so is the whole world, my friend, in trouble. This is a worldwide conspiracy to bring about a world government. Did you know that? Well, they listened. And we talked. And there was a consensus. There was an agreement that I was absolutely on target, and they had no desire to support any politician that has come down the pike. And, well, of course, Ron Paul is not a politician. He's a statesman by all points of measurement. Not perfect. I didn't say he was perfect. Said he was a statesman. Certainly head and shoulders above the others, okay? But here's the thing. These guys said, we're not voting anymore. Another one said, I haven't voted in 35 years. I knew the system was corrupt. The voting machines are rigged. Why vote? Well, I didn't know what to tell them because, you know, I can't disagree with the corruption of the voting system. We talked about that time and again on this program, even last week, about H.R. 811, to make it even more dangerous that the federal government will step in further into the election process with the so-called, HAVA Act and the H.R. 811 reforms, all in the name of cleaning up the electoral process and making it more controlled, more subject to rigging, if you will, inadvertently or advertently. It's bad law. It's bad and it's unconstitutional. So I can understand when people tell me, we don't want to vote anymore. We're fed up with them. Well, I'm not going to tell people what to do. All I can say is that right now you still have that option. Soon you will not have that option. And if George Bush has his way, there will be no 2008 election. If he has his way and is able to impose another lockdown on the country, he will declare himself the president in perpetuity, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he'll do. He wants to be that dictator, remember. He's made that abundantly clear to sort of quote another president. That's what is in store for America, if we let it. And I don't believe that we're going to stop it if he wishes it. It's going to take divine intervention if America is worth it, if Americans care enough about what's right and get on their knees and not in their trees. It's going to take some pretty heavy spiritual doing. It's not going to happen just with guns and bullets. I mean, that helps, don't get me wrong. You have to defend yourself, your nation, your property, and your people. But it's not going to win unless you have the sword to cut. That sword is a powerful sword when it's the sword of the Lord. That word cuts like I'm telling you, it cuts better than a guillotine. And yes, heads need to be chopped off. They need to be taken off, ladies and gentlemen. But he's going to do it. And yet he tells us, if my people call upon my name, Yahweh Father, and repentance, and they come back to me, I will heal their land. I will heal their nation. I will bring them back to prosperity, self-defense, independence, and take care of all of their problems. How do you do that when even the best of conservative Christians are worshiping the government? They're worshiping the state. They're looking forward to their SS checks. They're looking forward to their Medicare, Medicaid, because the system is unaffordable. And the system is unaffordable because of government interventionism to create a solution for the problems that it has created in the first place. Yep, you distort the marketplace. You give people insurance, the neediest, and guess what? Eventually, your middle class is totally dependent now on insurance because they can't afford the cost of even an operation. Even a week in the hospital is unaffordable. Never mind a week. 2 days can ring up a bill in the tens of thousands of dollars. So let's let the government take care of us. Let's let insurance take care of us. Let's have a universal health care plan. That's the game that was set for you. The Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Mellons, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, the Bloombergs, all of them. They knew what they were doing. They knew to seduce a people, you have to make them poorer and humble them and then come along and offer them salvation. And if the people are committing adultery and they're fornicating with the kings of the earth, whoa, they'll take it. They'll take that adultery hook, line, and stinker. Ladies and gentlemen, they'll give in every time. Thankfully, not all, but most will. Ancient Israel, you want to seduce them? You make them prosperous. Give them material blessings. And then tell them those blessings come from the earth. They come from their ingenuity. They come from the kings of the earth, not from God. Chuck Baldwin, in his latest column, a Giuliani nomination, dooms the GOP and maybe America. He says, this past week I was interviewed by best-selling author and WorldNet Daily columnist Jerry Corsi. The subject of the interview was the potential conservative Christian response to the possibility that Rudy Giuliani would gain the Republican nomination next year. We also discussed the cozy connection between Bush and Clinton families. I told Dr. Corsi, a lot of conservative Christians will never vote for Giuliani. I'll even go so far as to say no genuine Christian conservative could possibly vote for Giuliani. And no, it does not matter that Hillary Clinton might be elected president as a result. A Giuliani or Clinton choice is tantamount to a choice between Nero or Caligula. Let me say it plainly. A Hillary Clinton administration would be no worse than a Giuliani administration. In some ways, it might not be as bad. At least, yes, at least with a Democrat in the White House, conservatives might try to act like conservatives and muster the energy to actually oppose some of her proposals, her liberal proposals. But anyway, he says there are enough, you know, these pseudo-conservatives who will argue Giuliani is better than Hillary because he will not be as prone to raise taxes as Hillary would. These are the Rockefeller Republicans who could not care less about the murder of unborn babies or the destruction of the American family or whether any citizen maintains the right to keep and bear arms, or whether U.S. sovereignty is surrendered, or whether our country is led by a modern Napoleon, or whether America is merged into a North American Union, or whether illegals are granted citizenship ad infinitum. The only thing they care about is their pocketbook. They are piranhas who only want to manipulate politics to feed their own selfish and greedy interests. They would vote for the devil himself if he promised them more money. Not that liberals are any better. They're not. Real patriotism is neither money-hungry nor socialistic. Real patriots want what's best for America, not what's best for themselves. And as a result, he says, patriots are looking for statesmen, not charlatans. Well, we don't have to worry about finding many patriots. Only one or two. But we certainly know there are enough charlatans to go around. They're a dime a dozen. All right, let me take a call. I've been talking long enough. Let me take Terry from Texas now. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, sir.
It's so wonderful to hear your eloquence, and I've always wondered why you don't occupy a time slot that's more centered during the afternoon hours. I don't know if this is by choice.
Yeah, well, it really isn't. It isn't. But, you know, I'm happy here at this time slot because, believe it or not, we have a very, very good time at night. You know, we're on in California 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, and there isn't really much on at night, to be perfectly candid with you, as far as alternative radio. There are a lot of repeats and reruns, but I think that we have done fabulously in the ratings at night.
Well, I must admit I do enjoy listening to you. I hope that I'm right because there is so much deception in the world. But I want to say I think my sense is that you're very authentic, and that certainly gladdens me. I certainly read and hear a lot about, you know, trying to do some studying and stuff on the internet about you don't know today as far as some of these hosts on these programs. There's just so much deception for you to know who's speaking truth and who's not speaking truth.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of deception, I like to, when I get a chance, I like to try to tackle broad themes. Certainly when it comes to deception, that's the one that's really been me here recently trying to get my mind around the pervasiveness of this deception that's been taking place in our society. You know, the whole myth of our society being built on, you know, apple pie, Chevrolet, and I forget what the other one is, you know, these freedoms and all this other stuff, the pervasiveness of this deception, and then the ability by whoever is pulling the levers to maintain the deception, too, on top of that. And I've only had enough time to study, you know, certain areas. I can pretty much, with pretty strong conviction, tell you that, you know, the 1913 Federal Reserve Act was a fraud. The Gold Confiscation Act was a fraud. The JFK assassination was a cover-up. 9/11 was a cover-up. The Holocaust, is another one of those Swiss cheese arguments. It's got so many holes you could drive a Mack truck through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, amongst the other things, you know, the Branch Davidians getting offed, It's amazing, you know, how many years this deception has been going on. And again, like I said, how they've been able to maintain it as well. Rick, doesn't that just freak you out? I mean, it certainly has to do. There has to be a spiritual element to it.
Oh,
otherwise,
there is, yeah.
There's a deluding influence on these people that they continue to buy into these, you know, they're myths and they're fables.
The whole world is deceived, the scripture says, and Satan is given dominion to deceive the nations of the world, and only his elect, those that seek him, that he first calls to account, can understand and appreciate all of that's happening in the world, you know?
I know.
That's why you're a freak, you know? I'm a freak.
I'm a freak to the world. I feel like a freak.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I've spent even just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I just burrowed in. I mean, I basically, moved away a little bit of dirt in my investigation. We're not talking about doctoral research on some of these subjects. We're just talking about a little bit, you know, turning over the cushion on the couch. Oh, there's a roach underneath there. I never knew there was a roach underneath that couch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's about the level. Now, we understand everything. When you look at some of this stuff and you examine the evidence, you know, both sides, and you,
sure,
you know, you judge not by appearance, like Christ said, but with a righteous judgment. I mean,
sure.
it's like taking a
you want to hang on for
yeah.
the break? All right, I'll be right back with you. Terry, you stay where you are. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back for the final lap of the program tonight. I'm Rick Adams.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we are back. We are back to conclude the program in just about 5 minutes, and we have Terry on the line. And Terry, you're a very deep, very thoughtful individual. What you're bringing up certainly is the very quintessence of what the world is all about, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, let's face it, today we are living in the 21st century now, and we have seen the earth go round and round and round, and as the scripture says, there's nothing new under the sun, you know? The same yesterday as it is today, and people haven't changed, their natures haven't changed, and they have to go through that cycle. We don't learn from history as a nation, and we don't learn on a humanistic level. No. People never learn from history. They have to learn the hard way, you know?
What you do, you almost have to use the Bible, God's Word, to sift through, to try to make, I mean, when you take the Bible and you bounce it off, you reflect it off of what's going on right now, it's just so, you know, it just burrows down right to the heart of the matter. I was just thinking about a verse here, too, about talking about this level of deception. Here he's talking to the multitudes in Luke 12. He says, "And why do you not even on your own initiative judge what is right?" I don't even see anybody, very rarely do I run across anybody that on their, you know, here, when you talk about initiative, I was describing earlier, I've taken the initiative to try to sort of investigate some of the stuff, but most of the investigation I've done, again, it hasn't even really been scholarly or scientific. It's almost been to the point, it's almost a joke. It's merely almost to the point of flipping over a cushion on a couch. You know, I mean, taking that much effort to say,
yes.
Well, obviously, that can't be right.
No, it isn't. And that's the truth.
And they don't even
want
it. He's like, can't you even flip? I mean, like you give somebody a CD or a DVD or something. They can't even get to the point of putting it into the CD player, DVD player, and just take 5 minutes out of your day and look at it.
Well, just tell them it's a pornographic video and they'll watch. That's all. They'll put it in. At least they'll do that.
That's
what it's come down to, right? The curious, you know, the voyeurs.
Well, are you shocked?
No.
Not that, Rick.
I'm not shocked.
But the again, like I said, isn't it sometimes it hard for you to grasp the first off, the pervasiveness of it, and then yet how it's been able to be maintained? These myths and fables that have been maintained.
Well, you know, I used to be, Terry, but I'm no longer that way because I now see more clearly in the scriptures what's happened. And actually, we have to be perfectly honest about the scriptures. We have to realize that God has also sent a strong delusion to the world that people might believe a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people turn their backs on Him, He actually laughs and He sends a delusion to their minds that they might think. They might think, okay, in terms of humanism and in terms of self, answers to the questions that are plaguing them. Man can do it. Politicians can save us. The right candidate, blah, blah, blah. And he's on his throne. He's laughing because it's not going to work, you see. But He's given us that right to be deluded so that we can learn from our mistakes the hard way. All we have to do to correct that vision loss has come back to Him, and I don't see America repenting. I don't see them doing that, unfortunately. I hope I'm wrong. Terry, thank you.
Thank you.
We're out of time. Keep the faith, brother, and look up always. Ladies and gentlemen, a pleasure this week, as always, and of course, Yahweh willing, next Tuesday night live again on the program. And Columbus Day weekend is upon us. So may you all be blessed with the heritage of America. And we'll see you next week again. Rick Adams, good night. God bless.
It's true.